Chapter 1. Gabe, 15 years earlier. I read a sign once that said you were only one decision away from a completely different life. That hit me hard. So I made a fucking decision, and now we'd all have a completely different life. Me, Jory, and Bump. Nothing would ever be the same after today. As I walked past the barbershop, the duffel bag of cash hanging heavy in my grip, the TV inside blared about the storm closing in. In Biloxi, we didn't get too excited about that shit. I didn't give a fuck that people were saying this one was going to be a big one. If it was up to me, we'd be out of this town before it made landfall. That was, if it even really came our way at all. Rain beat against my hat, dripping off to slide down the collar of my t-shirt. The t-shirt I'd never wear again, because I'd be dressing in better shit from now on. The cash in the bag was going to make certain of that. I'd finally be able to get Jory to L.A., so she could cut a single in a real studio and get it to the bigwigs at the record companies. I'd conquer the city and build a club where she could perform while she soared on the charts. That was our plan. That had always been our plan. She'd been quiet lately, and I knew it was because of how fucking tight money was. It was weighing on her. I'd seen the desperation in her eyes, and that's why I did what I did. I was done robbing Peter to pay Paul. No. A voice in my head piped up. You just robbed Moses to get the fuck out of town and save Jory before she does something stupid. The rumble of a cammed-up ride had me dipping my head and turning the corner to duck into an alley. Moses couldn't have found out what I did yet. I gotta have at least a day or two to get ahead of this. I already had a plan. I'd get home, we'd pack our shit, buy a car for cash, and be gone by sunrise without leaving a trail to follow. The growl of the exhaust quieted as the car drove on down the road, but the custom license plate told me everything I needed to know about the driver. Boss man. Moses's personal ride. No, he's not looking for me. Stop thinking that shit. Still, I put some hustle in my step and bypassed the corner store and the flowers I planned on buying to surprise Jory with when I shared the good news with her. Get home and then get the fuck out of town. That was all I needed to do. We'd all be better off as soon as we hit the city limits. When I made it to our shithole apartment complex, some wannabe gangsters sat outside with guns in their laps, like they were the fucked up neighborhood watch. They all lifted their chins in my direction, but thankfully their eyes stayed off the bag. What up, Gabe? A kid from Texas asked. He went by Lone Star, but I didn't know his real name. Not shit. When you gonna quit playing at the gym and fight for real? I'll take you on. I shrugged, but kept walking. Talk to me next week. His crew of boys hollered and hooted as I jogged up to our apartment on the fourth floor. It was only a one-bedroom, so I wasn't surprised to see Bump on the couch with the TV on when I opened the door. As much as I wished he'd apprentice to learn a trade or something, I'd rather have him working his 8-hour shift at the hardware store than hanging with those assholes out front. Beggars couldn't be choosy, after all. You're back early? Bump said as his gaze dropped to the duffel. What's in the bag? Where's your sister? Said she had to run a quick errand. Did you see the shit they're saying about the storm? We're gonna have to evacuate and go to a shelter. Hardware store is out of every fucking thing because people are freaking the fuck out. It's like they've never seen a hurricane warning before. I remembered the last storm that changed my life forever, and how my mother wouldn't budge until I lied to her about there being a hurricane party. I wasn't doing that shit again. We were getting the fuck out of Biloxi. Pack everything that matters to you. We're leaving before it hits. Bump's eyebrows went up. You really want to go to a shelter? I guess they're saying it's a mean one, so maybe it's a good idea. I didn't want to tell Bump the news before I told Jory, so I let him think what he wanted. Order a pizza, if they're still delivering. Jory's favorite. We're celebrating tonight.
Celebrating what?
The surprised tone of his voice was all the evidence I needed to know that I'd made the right choice. We hadn't had shit to celebrate in months. It was time for a different fucking life. I shifted the bag to my shoulder. I'll tell you when your sister gets back. I'm hopping in the shower.
What about cash for the pizza?
More than anything, I wanted to reach into the duffel and pull out a fat stack of bills and toss it to him, just to see his jaw drop. But that could wait. I snagged my wallet instead and peeled off $40. Here, make the call.